Title: Shaker Groove Foundations for Faster Workflow Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass shaker groove that makes your beat roll at 174 BPM without cluttering your mix. And we're not doing random extra percussion. We're building a reusable system you can drop into any project fast, shape in seconds, and then arrange across 8 bars so it doesn't feel like a static loop. Quick mindset shift. In DNB, shakers are like engine oil. You might not consciously focus on them, but if they're wrong, everything feels stiff. If they're right, the whole beat feels faster and smoother. Step 0. Set the context. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now make sure you've got a basic drum foundation. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Don't overthink this part. We just need a solid reference point. Then set your loop length to 8 bars. 8 bars is the sweet spot. Long enough to create movement, short enough to stay focused. Now step 1. Create your shaker track, fast and clean. Create a new MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and load 2 shaker-ish samples. For the first pad, pick a short, tight shaker. That's your main pulse. For the second pad, grab something lighter and noisier, maybe a tambourine tick, a noisy hat, or a softer shaker. That's your texture layer. If you don't have samples, use Ableton's core library and just search for shaker, tam, hat, or noise. Here's a super important DNB guideline. Your shaker should usually live above the snare in frequency, but behind it in loudness. So it's bright enough to add motion, but quiet enough that the snare still feels like the boss. Step 2. Program the rolling shaker skeleton. We'll start with something almost hilariously simple. 16th notes across the bar. Then we'll sculpt it into a groove with velocity and a little swing. Create a MIDI clip on your shaker track and make it 8 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16th. Then place hits on every 16th note. Yes, full machine gun at first. Now, instead of changing the rhythm, we'll change how it feels by changing velocity. This is the beginner cheat code for DNB. Same subdivision energy, but with accents that create roll. Use a 3-level velocity approach. Accents around 85 to 105. Medium hits around 55 to 75. Ghost hits around 25 to 45. Where do accents go? A reliable starting point is to accent off 16ths, the ones that feel like they're pulling you forward between the main beats. If you don't know exactly which ones those are yet, it's fine. Just pick a repeating pattern where every other 16th is stronger, and the remaining ones alternate medium and ghost. Your goal is to hear forward momentum without hearing a robotic typewriter. And here's a coaching note. Think density first, then feel. Before you even touch swing, decide how busy this top layer should be. Minimal density is 8th notes. Great if you already have busy breaks or hats. Standard density is 16ths with velocity counter, which is what we're doing now. Hyper density is 16ths plus a ghost layer and maybe tiny stutters, but that's later and it's easy to overdo. Step 3. Add swing the DNB way, without wrecking your kick and snare. In Ableton, the groove pool can affect timing in a big way. If you slam groove onto everything, your kick and snare can start feeling late or wobbly. So we're applying groove only to the shaker clip. Open the groove pool. Grab a groove like swing 16-57 for subtle, or swing 16-63 for more obvious. Drop it in. Then select your shaker clip and choose that groove in the clip's groove chooser. Now set your parameters. Timing around 15 to 30%. Velocity 0 to 15% if you want a little extra variation, but it's optional since we already sculpted velocities. Random around 3 to 10%, just enough for a tiny human feel. DNB rule. Keep swing subtle. At 174 BPM, too much swing can instantly feel sloppy and late. Extra coach trick. There are two kinds of timing feel you can use. There's late groove, which is what swing usually does by pushing some notes later. And there's early urgency, which is when the track feels like it's leaning forward. If your beat starts feeling sluggish, don't crank swing. Keep swing low, and instead nudge just a few shaker notes slightly earlier, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That gives urgency without moving your kick and snare. Step 4. Add a ghost shaker layer for air and perceived speed. This is the layer people feel more than they notice. Fast method. Stay inside the drum rack. Use your second shaker-ish sample on another pad. Copy the MIDI pattern from the main shaker, but thin it out. Remove some hits so it's not constant. A great starting move is to keep only offbeats or every other 16th. Then drop the velocity a lot, mostly in the 15 to 40 range. This layer isn't supposed to announce itself. It's supposed to make the top end feel continuous, like the track is gliding. And here's a sound design note. For stereo, Don't widen everything. Keep the main shaker more centered and focused. Make the ghost layer wider if you want width. That way you get size without smearing the groove. Step 5. Build a stock Ableton device chain that you can reuse. This is your default chain that makes shakers sit right, move a bit, and stay controllable. First, EQ 8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Shakers rarely need low end, and any rumble just steals headroom. If it's harsh, dip around 7 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB with a moderate Q. This is a huge fatigue fix. Next, drum bus, but subtle. Drive around 2 to 6. Crunch between 0 and 10%. Adjust damp until it's less fizzy, and usually keep boom off. Shakers don't need it. Next, auto filter for movement. Use high pass or band pass. Start your frequency around 6 to 10 kHz for gentle tone shifts. Turn on the LFO. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16th, amount around 5 to 15%. The key phrase here is subtle. We're not trying to make an EDM wobble. We're trying to make tiny motion so the loop feels alive. Then utility. Adjust gain so the shaker sits behind the snare. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120%. More than that can smear things. This audio version is shortened for playback.